Israel has announced plans to retake parts of the West Bank, holding them as long as terrorist attacks continue. That Israeli government statement follows the deadliest suicide bombing in Jerusalem in nearly 6 years. 19 Israelis, including an 11-year-old girl, were killed when a Palestinian bomber detonated his explosive on board a packed commuter bus during the morning rush hour. More than 50 people were wounded in that attack. A few hours ago, Israeli tanks took fire from Palestinian gunmen as they rolled into the West Bank city of Jenin. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Just hours after the suicide bombing ripped the bus apart at a major intersection in southern Jerusalem, the funerals began. Friends said Shiri Nagari had just returned 2 months ago from a trip to South America and hoped to become a dentist like her father. She wrote poetry and loved to hike. Today, her friend Dikla spoke at her funeral. We worried about her, but she always said she wouldn't get hurt in an attack, Dikla said. She was religious and gave a lot of charity. Authorities have not yet identified all the victims of today's attack, but among those killed was the bus driver Rachamim Tzidkiyahu, a father of four, and a 20-year-old Israeli Arab student at a nearby teacher's college. Police said the bomber boarded the bus at a stop at the entrance to a Palestinian neighborhood and detonated the explosive seconds later. The bomb was packed with nails and ball bearings. The attack occurred about 100 yards from the Ort Espana school just minutes before the school day was to begin. Many of those on the bus were high school students. Beatrice Brome is a counselor at this school.
A lot of the children were at school already, but went out when they heard the explosion. They went out and saw the people who were killed.
She said some of the older students volunteer with the emergency services and ran to help the injured. She said students in Israel have grown used to attacks and most are able to cope. The Islamist movement Hamas claimed responsibility for today's bombing and identified the attacker as 25-year-old Mahmoud Arul, a graduate student at An-Najah University near Nablus. Arul left a farewell note in which he said he had twice previously tried to carry out suicide attacks and had failed. "How beautiful it is to kill and be killed," he wrote in the note. The Palestinian Authority condemned the attack. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saab Erekat said Palestinian security officials are trying to stop more suicide bombings, but Israel has made it harder.
We stopped a few suicidal bombers in the last few weeks. But in order to be more efficient in this, we need a European, American, Israeli, Palestinian effort concerted together, and this is not happening.
Hours after the suicide bombing, Israeli troops shot and killed Mohammed Bisharat, an activist in the Islamic Jihad movement, at a roadblock in the West Bank. An Israeli army spokesman said the soldiers opened fire after Bisharat reached for a pistol when the soldiers tried to arrest him. Yesterday, Israeli troops assassinated a senior member of the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today said Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority is responsible for the suicide bombing. Israeli commentators said they expect an Israeli military response in the next few days. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.